Olds. The town of Olds will not be providing its own book of condolences for residents to sign regarding the death of Queen Elizabeth II. Instead, residents will be urged to sign one provided by Olds Didsbury Three Hills MLA Nathan Cooper. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II died September 8 at age 96 in Balmoral, Scotland. A state funeral for her will be held September 19 in London. A spokesman for Cooper's office says two books of condolences are available for area residents to sign. A physical book in Cooper's office in Olds or an online one. It was noted that books of condolences are also available for signing at the Alberta Legislature, Government House and the McDougall Centre in Calgary. The spokesman said it was their understanding that the book would be available for signing until at least the end of this week. All books of condolences will be sent to the royal family. Town of Olds Mayor Judy Dahl and the town's Chief Administrative Officer Brent Williams were asked after Monday's town council meeting if they would have a book of condolences set up in the town office. Both said the answer is, no, because they were concerned that it would be too confusing for residents if two different books of condolences were available in town. Dahl said she also hadn't yet had time to discuss the matter with other council members. Our MLA, Nathan Cooper, has the book for the community, Dahl said. Instead of confusing our community in the region, anybody that is interested in going to comment and give their condolences, it makes sense to have one portal and then our MLA will be able to send that on to the Queen's family, is what I heard. And that just makes total sense to me as a mayor that we would have one portal for that. Dahl said it's her understanding that several town residents met the Queen personally. In a later email, Dahl noted she received the Queen Elizabeth II 60th Commemorative Jubilee Medal that was created in 2012 to mark the 60th anniversary of her accession to the throne and as Queen of Canada. It was a celebrated honor, and with highest respect, one that I will live strong in my values each day, and forever in community, Dahl wrote. At that time, I was her worship for 8 years with Connection volunteering and a civil servant since 1990. When the Queen died, Cooper issued a statement. Along with millions of people around the world today, I was saddened to learn about the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the statement read. On behalf of all members of the Legislative Assembly of Alberta, I offer my heartfelt condolences to the royal family. My thoughts are also with all countries of the Commonwealth whom Her Majesty faithfully served throughout her remarkable reign. A beloved sovereign and a respected figure among leaders the world over, Queen Elizabeth II was a symbol of our nation's historical and continuing connection to the British monarchy and also of the role of the constitutional monarchy in Canada. Dahl said, "The good news is she was, in my opinion, a mother to the world."